Hello, Lisa Ekdahl.
Hello.
Welcome to Cité Radio and thank you for answering our questions. First of all, let's talk about your career. How and when did you decide to play jazz music?
Well, I loved listening to my father's vinyls, to his jazz albums when I was a child. But then when I was around 18, I started to sing with a jazz group called Peter Nodal Trio.
Yes.
And we were playing small clubs, and I learned a lot from playing with them.
Mm-hmm.
And from the moment we started playing together, I fell deeply in love with performing. But before that, I was already in love with the jazz music just from listening to it and loving it my whole life.
Mm-hmm. Your first album was in 1994, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Now you are here today to present your new album, More of the Good. How did you work to record it, especially with Ibrahim Maalouf and Desmond Foster?
Yes, I started writing the songs very simply, just me and the guitar. And then after that, I present the songs to my partner, Matthias Blomdahl, and he is dressing the songs with the beautiful arrangements and the soundscapes and the moods that are there. And then later on, we were asking Ibrahim if he wanted to perform, and he said yes immediately. Mm-hmm. And we went to Paris and recorded in his studio. Mm-hmm. And with Desmond Foster, the same. I just asked him, and immediately he just wanted to do it. So I was very happy and fortunate to collaborate with him.
Yes, very good. This album is really poetical with jazz, pop and soul tracks like I Know You Love Me, like Mermaids and In Dreams. What inspires you to write your songs?
Well, there can be different things. With More of the Good, that song, I was just thinking so much is going on in the world, the terrible things, and it's a lot of confusion in the world. But I feel that there is always more of the good than the bad in this old rugged world. And I really wanted to remind myself and everybody that there is so much goodness and beauty, and most people are kind. And I wanted us all to remember that in the midst of confusion. So that was the inspiration for that song. Mm-hmm. And I Know You Love Me, then I love those kind of old Diana Washington songs with the string arrangements and all of that. I'm in love with that style. So I was very inspired by that style. And also lyrically, I was thinking about that sometimes people don't like you or they don't approve of you, but you can always just shrug your shoulders and feel inside that you're going to come along later. You're going to love me. You just don't know it yet.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
Very good. I listened to the album. It's a very, very nice album, very
thank
poetic.
You. Thank you.
Yeah. Is there an autobiographical part in this album?
Oh, yes, very much so. I love to write about things I think about or dream about, or the song you mentioned, In Dreams.
Yeah.
I wrote that song when one of my absolutely best friends, he was in a coma. And I was feeling his presence, and I wrote the song for him. Mm-hmm. And I was so much looking forward to playing it for him, and I wanted him to wake up, but he never did. But I felt like it was, in a sense, a goodbye from him, when the inspiration for the song.
Mm-hmm.
So that's deeply personal for me, very, very much so. And many other songs too on the album are deeply personal.
Okay. Next year, you will be on tour in France, especially at the Olympia in Paris on March 26th, and at the Espace Malraux in Joué-lès-Tours 2 days after. When you were recording your album, were you already thinking about how we would go down live?
Yes, I always think about you in France and how it will go down live all the time. I really enjoy playing the music live, but I don't think it's important when you present it live that it sounds exactly the same way as the album. So I feel a lot of freedom when I record it. because I know that later on I don't have to do an exact same version, but I can do it differently if it doesn't translate to stage for some reason. But I always record in a quite organic way, so it's not so difficult to play the versions from the album more or less live in the same way. And I love to come and play live. So for me, that's a very important part of being an artist and an important part of my life, actually. I adore it.
How does the audience react during your shows?
I love the French audience because to me, the French are very, very attentive and good at paying attention to details. And that inspires me to work with nuances and moods and really get into the details of the music. So it's very, very inspiring to play for the French audience because you are excellent listeners.
Mm-hmm. And what do you like in jazz music?
In jazz music, I love how the songs are, in a sense, very complex, but at the same time, they're very easy to understand at the same time. So I love that the dimension that it's simple, but at the same time, very complex. And I also love that there is improvisation. There is room for improvisation.
Yeah.
And also the old style lyrics I love in jazz music. I think it has everything. It's poetic. And it can be romantic. It can also be humoristic and fun and with a little humoristic twist to it sometimes and emotional. It has everything. I really love it.
It's marvelous.
Yes.
What are your plans for next year?
For next year, I'm coming to France to tour, but I'm also touring many, many other places and in countries. And we are gonna rehearse for the tour and come to many cities and just enjoy ourselves, play our music and maybe eat some good food.
Okay, so thank you very much, Lisa Ekdahl, for this phone interview. Your album More of the Good is available, and I wish you the best for next year. So you will be on tour in March in France. All information is on your website, lisaekdahl.com, and also on social networks like Facebook and Twitter.
Yes, and thank you. The pleasure was mine. Thank you.
Thank you so much.